Robinhood Radio presents the best of the Berkshires from BerkshireStyle.com. BerkshireStyle.com is an online magazine and resource serving and celebrating the tri-state area. Breathtakingly beautiful and surprisingly unspoiled, the Berkshire region has long inspired gracious living. The online pages contain a wealth of local information, inviting all to do more to explore and support this very special community.
We are moving through April and it's weather, hots and colds. What a month. I'm Tony Tucker of Berkshire Style. This week we take a look at the renovated Litchfield Jail. North Street, where some of the nation's most important historical and period houses are located, is also the site of a grim reminder of the town's legal and military past. Today, that of such former despair has become a social and business hub in one of Litchfield County's most distinguished towns. We hope you're staying safe and happy. We have some suggestions for you this week, both live and virtual. Pleasant Valley Volunteer Day, trails, fences, and nature play area. Here's a chance to help support the Wildlife Sanctuary. As part of Mass Audubon's month-long celebration of Earth Day, lend a hand as they trim the trails, straighten fences, and ready the nature play area for spring. Make sure to dress for the weather, bring work gloves, and a refillable water bottle. At Pleasant Valley Wildlife Sanctuary in Lenox. How to be perfect, the correct answer to every moral question. This is virtual. Join beloved television writer and producer Michael Schur, creator of The Good Place and co-creator of Parks and Recreation, for a discussion of his new book, How to Be Perfect, the correct answer to every moral question. Schur starts off with the easy ethical questions like, should I punch my friend in the face for no reason? Hint, answer is no. And works his way up to the most complex moral issues we all face. Schur is truly one of the comedic geniuses of our time. And as Amy Poehler said of the book, you'll be able to laugh while you learn how to be a better person. Earth Day panel, local efforts to combat climate change. This is virtual as well. When Earth Day was founded in 1970, it was intended not just as a celebration of our beautiful planet, but as a call to action, to educate us about the environment, how everything is interconnected that we may preserve the planet. We're fortunate to have much natural beauty in our area and many local residents, experts on environmental topics. The Cornwall Library has invited the town's first selectman, Gordon Ridgway, to speak on a panel with esteemed historian, author, and activist Jeremy Brescher and solar energy expert James Laporta. Each will present the different aspects of local initiatives to combat climate change. Woodcock Walk, Flights of Fancy. This is in person. Hearing a strange peep sound if you live near an open field or meadow edged with woods, you very well may be hearing a male American woodcock. These unusual birds are robin-sized, can be heard at a distance, and their display flights are unforgettable. Experience the magic for yourself by joining the folks at Sharon Audubon to learn about woodcock ecology and the species conservation needs at the Audubon Center in Sharon. Rooms with a View, Weathersfield Sublime Gardens. This is virtual. A classic landscape built at a human scale, Weathersfield invites visitors into ornate garden rooms and rambling woodlands. Spaces at once intimate and open to the vast countryside, inspiring childlike wonder and a storybook surprise at every turn. Widely regarded as one of the country's finest Italianate gardens, Weathersfield has begun sensitive restoration work. It has received renewed public interest, national and international attention, placement on the National Register of Historic Places, and coverage in Architectural Digest, Martha Stewart Living, and Country Life. Listen to the director of horticulture describe the creation of Weathersfield Gardens and the new approach he brings to their restoration, preservation, and elaboration. Check out our website for contact information. You can learn more about these events by clicking on This Week on the homepage of Berkshire Style. Our events page is up to date, so do check it out. Our favorite thing. Believe it or not, there was a time when no one had a cell phone permanently attached to his or her hand. Cutting portraits, generally in profile, became popular in the mid-18th century and were a cheap but effective alternative to painted portraits. Silhouettes can be done in person or by submitting a photo ahead of time. We have the details. Out on a limb, words, words, words. It's said that the love of money is the root of all evil. Could be. Certainly the pursuit of wealth can lead to all kinds of unsavory behavior and beliefs. And economic privilege can, in some cases, sequester the healthy from understanding the struggles of those less fortunate. But increasingly, I think words are becoming the root of our trouble. Catherine explores their use and misuse. Berkshire Kitchen. For someone that is averse to virtually all seafood, I love tuna, one of the fishiest fishes out there. There's nothing subtle about its taste, so it's even beyond me as to why I love it so much. But all these years later, a tuna salad is still one of my fallbacks for a quick and satisfying meal. Allison has some thoughts on how to make it special. Country Homes, renovated antique colonial. On a quiet country road, built in 1844, this three-bedroom home has hardwood floors, beamed ceilings, and three fireplaces. The grounds are extensively landscaped and include stone walls, fruit trees, perennial beds, and a decorative pond with a waterfall. Inner elegance. In what now seems like a distant memory, when the world shut down in the face of a global pandemic, a kind of hush descended on the planet. As we went quiet, the skies cleared and the animals and birds came out of the shadows, reclaiming their kingdom. 2 years later, we've returned only to be louder than ever. Our footfalls reverberate globally in multiple ways, increasing environmental damage, senseless wars, short fuses, and pointless acting out, causing damage to others and harm to ourselves. Carolyn explores. History Lens is our new feature. This month, we have a photo of men working on the railroad, in 1906, that is. The Chappaugh, Litchfield, and Northern Railroad was a short independent railroad chartered as the Chappaugh Valley Railroad in 1868. Edwin McNeil, founder of the line, envisioned an industrial corridor that would catalyze development and provide direct access to the county's products. Our site is up, live and lively, online and on your phone, waiting for your visit. We're an online magazine and resource here to help you find your way around the greater Berkshire area. If you stay home, please spend some time on our website. Have an amazing week, and perhaps plan a visit to the Litchfield Jail or schedule a sitting for a silhouette. Happy spring from all of us at Berkshire Style.
BerkshireStyle.com's mission is to seek out and celebrate the richness, vitality, and diversity of resources we have on our doorstep. If you have a passion for refined simplicity, regional charm, and good taste, you're in the right place. After all, what's life without style? BerkshireStyle.com.